Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. Thank you for joining me wherever you are joining me. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. Five-star ratings are appreciated. And if you are joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you like and make sure you subscribe. If you're joining me on Facebook, if you're joining me on Twitter, I really do appreciate it. Just had some things to say because yesterday, you know, the news kind of snowballed that the Tennessee Titans quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, said that he would not mentor Malik Willis. Now, I'm paraphrasing most likely. Did he say exactly that? Maybe not. But is what he's saying that? Yes, he's saying that he will not mentor Malik Willis. So let me start with this. First off, right? This is a testament to Malik Willis. This says everything that we need to know about Malik Willis. See, like they say, game recognizes game. So Ryan Tannehill isn't dumb. He looks at Malik Willis as a threat. How often do you see a quarterback who's starting making on a $100 million contract say out loud, oh, I'm not going to help out this third round draft pick? How often do you see that? Where someone is threatened by a day two, a quarterback who's making legit money is threatened by a day two pick. You don't see it because most of the times they feel like, oh, well, that person isn't better than me anyway. You can't bring in no day two pick and if you want to get me all up in my feels. You got to bring in a first rounder because then I know that you are economically invested in this person and I should have some trepidation, right? That's the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. That's the reason Aaron Rodgers was so upset because the Green Bay Packers went out and used a first round draft pick on a quarterback. That means we're using someone that we're about to get you out of the paint with. But no, this was a third round pick. A guy that people were out here saying could not play, right? So why would Ryan Tannehill be concerned about a third round pick that people are saying is the best quarterback in the worst quarterback draft in recent memory? Well, maybe because that quarterback, Ryan Tannehill, knows that Malik Willis is the real deal. And that if he gave him a couple little nuggets, his job might be on the line. But do I believe that is a good thing, that that's okay that Ryan Tannehill did that? I'm going to tell you this. Do whatever you want in life. I have said a million times, I don't care what motivates you. You got to use whatever motivates you in order to be your best. For some people, it's hate, right? For some people, it's inspiration. Like the hate is, hey, I see you. You shouldn't have that. I should have that. So I'm going to work harder so that I can get to where I'm supposed to be and you're not supposed to be. That's hate. Inspiration is, hey, you have that. You're showing me that I can also have that. And so I'm going to do everything that I can in order to get to that point. But then there's something else that motivates. And we rarely talk about it, right? There's something else that motivates that we rarely talk about. And you know what that is? Insecurity. Insecurity is a powerful motivator. And if employed right, if used properly, insecurity can take you a very long way. So I heard someone yesterday saying that, well, it's not Ryan Tannehill's job to mentor Malik Willis. And I agree, it's not his job. But in the fraternity of sport, this is what we do. Now, I've never been Ryan Tannehill. I never will be Ryan Tannehill when it comes to athletics. So I don't give you this example to try to compare myself to a starting NFL quarterback. But if you want to take it that way, go ahead. I'm here for all the smoke. I played sports. I played sports at a decently high level. Notice I said sports with an S. Yes, because I played football, basketball, and I ran track in college. I started on the football team. I started on the basketball team. And I was a participant in the track on the track and field team in multiple events. I have played three sports my entire life. And there has never been a time where I didn't look to help the person that was coming up underneath me. Even though I knew that that person had the chance to take my spot. I've never done it. When I transitioned into the professional world as a coach, as a teacher, as a mentor, as a talent evaluator, as a writer, as a trainer, there would be people who were coming up or people who were getting into the business that I would always help. I would always look to give wisdom. And why, you might ask? Because that's what sports taught me. Sports taught me that when you are where you are, you help someone else to have an easier time. If, hey man, if you can avoid running these suicides because you do this, this, and this, then I'm going to help you avoid running those suicides. If you can, you know what I'm saying? If I see you struggling with your free throws and I can see, oh man, if he would just do this or if he would just turn that, it would be better. I do it. I do it to my detriment. Even to this day, even to this day, if there's a coach out there that needs something, I help them. Whether it's one of the coaches that I coach with or not, if there are players out there that needs help, I help them. Whether it could affect me positively or negatively, it doesn't matter. But you want to know the real reason why I've always been able to help. I've always been willing to help people. Here's why. It's because I have unwavering confidence in me. There's a little thing that I do in football where I say, hey, listen, I can tell you all the plays we're going to run. You're still not me, right? As a coach, I could tell you every play that I'm going to run in the game, but you have to know when I'm going to call it, how I'm going to call it, the formation, the time of the game, who I've exposed on your side. You're not me. So I can give you all the knowledge. Some people are afraid to give the knowledge. Some of these coaches, they act like their playbook is sacred. Like they made it up themselves. But I've never felt that way. Why? Because I believe in me. See, I believe that those guys who won't mentor other guys, they suffer from extreme amounts of insecurity. So Ryan Tannehill is insecure because he refuses to help, right? And he doesn't refuse to help because he thinks it's beneath him. No, he refuses to help because he can read the tea leaves. I heard someone say the other day, well, you know, none of them, nobody is expected to mentor. Tom Brady actively tried to sabotage Jimmy Garoppolo. Aaron Rodgers has never tried to help. Ask Aaron Rodgers about Brett Favre when Brett Favre was coming through. Yeah, except, right? Except. And here's the part. Tom Brady comes from a background where he has been doubted his entire life. Right? He's been doubted his entire life. When he went to Michigan, he had to continually every year fight for his job with guys who were deemed to have more natural talent than he did. When he came to the NFL, he had to fight off this stigma that he was just part of a machine, that he was just a cog that you could replace easily, that he wasn't the reason they were winning Super Bowls. He had to deal with that. That insecurity is what has motivated him to be the guy he is. But trust me, there are probably some things that he, if he tried to do, he would fail at because he's insecure. Except that maniacal nature is perfect for a quarterback in football. Aaron Rodgers is supremely gifted. And so because he's supremely gifted, that insecurity drives him to live up to that supreme gift, right? I remember when Aaron Rodgers was falling off and they went out and they drafted a quarterback. They drafted Jordan Love. It was the right thing to do because Aaron Rodgers was falling off. Except, right? Except Aaron Rodgers took that so personally. He was so insecure about being replaced, about somebody doing to him what he did to Brett Favre, that he elevated his game back up to the level that made him an MVP. The team still didn't win anything, didn't win a championship, but okay. You know, don't blame Aaron Rodgers, by the way. It's everyone else's fault except Aaron Rodgers. Everybody on the planet, it's their fault except Aaron Rodgers. And guess what that's a product of? Insecurity. That's a product of insecurity. And so Ryan Tannehill, who people have held up as being one of the white guys who really ride for black people, sees this young black quarterback coming up behind him. It's like, nah, he does what I do, except his talents are greater. I can run, he runs faster. I'm tough, he looks super tough. I can throw, he's got a cannon. I struggled early. If I help him, he doesn't struggle early. Guess what? He's going to take my job. Why? It's real simple. Because he's on a rookie deal and he is super cheap because they got him in the third round. If I'm the Titans right now, I'm looking to get rid of Ryan Tannehill. Just off the strength of that. Because with the receivers that we don't have, we're not winning a championship. So we might as well hit the reset button right now. Get this $100 million off the books. Get this super cheap Malik Willis in here and then use all that money that we now have to reload. That's just me. But it's insecurity in Ryan Tannehill to know that the end looks like it's in front of him, for him in Tennessee, possibly for him as a starting quarterback. You know who doesn't suffer from insecurity? Jameis Winston. You know what I like about Jameis Winston? It doesn't matter what happens. He is supremely confident in him. He is supremely confident in who he is as a quarterback, as a football player. He's willing to help. He's willing to listen because that's not where his insecurities lie. Now, we all have insecurities, right? But our insecurities flare up in particular places. And for those guys who decide that they don't want to help somebody else, that's where your insecurity lies. There's no other reason. Because again, it doesn't matter if I help you. You're still not, I can't give you me. And if you take what I've given you and you have success, even to the point where you now replace me, that tells me this job is no longer made for me. It's made for you. I'm not what they want in this job. You're what they want. And so I will go and find a place that suits me. I don't need to keep away. I don't need to keep you from striving to reach your full potential because I think, not even I know, but because I think it might affect me. That's not hate. It's just insecurity. And I'm not insecure that way. I'm not necessarily upset that Ryan Tannehill is. I think it's the ultimate form of respect to know that Malik Willis is there to take his job and him go, nah, I'm going to try to make it as hard as possible. But do I rock with it? Do I identify with it? No, because I don't have that gene. I have reached out to people about information that they've never told me. I chop it up to insecurity. Hey, man, how did you get this? Oh, well, I did some things. Some people helped me out. That's very vague. That doesn't really actually tell me anything. I have my own clothing brand that I work on. I asked someone that I know who has a clothing brand. I said, hey, who's your manufacturer? Oh, well, I found a person. Here, I'll give you some different things of where I look to find my manufacturer. And in my brain, I'm going, but I asked you, who's your manufacturer? We're not in direct competition. But insecurities in people say, oh, well, I don't want to give someone else what I've got. I ask someone in confidence, hey, what have you done? What does your numbers look like with doing this? What does your numbers look like? Oh, well, you should do it. See, I work off of concrete information, not inspiration. I inspire myself, so I don't need others to do it. So for me, when it comes to those types of questions, hey, who's your manufacturer? Man, I get my stuff done here. It's great. It only costs me this much. Then you can do that with it. Oh, man, what does your numbers look like? Oh, man, this is what I've done. I'm still trying to work on getting it better, but this is how I've been able to. Because there's nothing in me that says, oh, I'm threatened by you. I know that I work hard. I know that I'm dedicated. I know that I have that it. So there's no insecurity in me that says that if I help you, it's going to be bad for me. So when I see people agree with Ryan Tannehill and what his stance is, I immediately just go, oh, that's somebody I'm never going to be able to reach out to for any type of assistance. That's someone that's never going to help their fellow man rise up because they're afraid that it might hurt them. And I'll tell you, that's just Oof, that's a rough way to live. Do you really want to go through life worried that other people might take your job? Worried that other people might take your shine? What's meant for you is meant for you, ladies and gentlemen. It's not meant for anyone else. Whatever they glean, whatever they get, it was meant for them. Even if that means it's your job, it was meant for them. Have more confidence in yourself. Try to suppress that hate as much, not hate, excuse me. Try to suppress that insecurity as much as possible, or weaponize it the way that Tom Brady has, weaponize it the way that Aaron Rodgers has, to put yourself in an entirely different category. Because again, I'm not mad that that's what you choose to do. But when you play like Ryan Tannehill played in that playoff game last year, it's kind of hard for me to look at you and go, really, dude? That's just not the move for me. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Talk Spicy. I'm Coach Gene Clemens. We do this thing a few times a week. Rate the show, comment, agree, disagree. But whatever you do, keep it spicy. 5-star ratings are appreciated. If you're joining me on the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe. We'll see you next week. Excuse me, not next week. We'll see you tomorrow. Till next time. Peace.